Sophia.
Hello?
Have you checked the children?
They're all pot dolls.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes. The devil's eyes.
Have you checked the children?
Have you checked the children?
This guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Look! Just a flesh wound.
Deep as blue as my hat is like a sunbeam. Deep as blue as my hat is like a sunbeam. Deep as blue as my hat is like a sunbeam.
Here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children?
They're all hot dogs.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Genji.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you.
Think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
I think he's in trouble.
Truly, this guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Greetings, Flesh Wound Radio freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Radio here on our special night, our special show for Sharknado Week. I am Daniel Schein, joined, as always, by Todd, young, dumb, and full of chum Loya. Todd, how goes it?
Good. So right off the bat, I'm just going to say yes. If you haven't watched Sharknado 5, you might want to wait to listen until after you watch Sharknado 5, because
it's
going to be pretty much spoilers. So this is your fair warning.
There you go. We don't want to ruin the epic plot points in Sharknado 5. Actually, I don't say that to be silly. There was, like, this was actually a fairly complicated plot for Sharknado, so yes, you may not want to hear spoilers. So Todd, how goes it? Hasn't been that long, but how was your weekend?
So far, so good. Well, that's pretty much done. Yeah, good. Nothing too exciting this weekend. It's been a nice, relaxing one. Before we jump right into Sharknado 5, I have to say this. I found an article earlier this week leading up to Sharknado that I didn't know. And it's kind of funny because they said this person could make any movie better. And I'm still going to stand by it, even with his idea. Did you hear that Crispin Glover was – no, well, that too. No, that Crispin Glover was almost cast as the lead in Sharknado.
Really? No, I did not hear that.
Yes, and – director, what's his name? Daniel C.
Anthony C. Ferranti.
I was completely off. There we go. Yes, him.
Yeah, you were.
He ended up in. and this is his quote about talking to him. I ended up in this 30-minute conversation with him during a location scouting in San Pedro. He wanted to play Finn like he had brain damage or something. And in my head, I'm like, okay, here is to make sure he says yes to the movie. So we almost got almost mentally retarded Finn in Sharknado. I still think it would have worked.
I think it would have worked fine. Although, you know, the thing about Crispin Glover on top of, you know, not working – all the time. I mean, he hasn't done a lot of, direct to DVD stuff for the most. I mean, he has. He did. I mean, he did Wizard of Gore. He did Drawing a Blank.
That
one slasher movie.
Yes, I know what
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
It's on the tip of my tongue, but yeah. So he's. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't quite ready to do a Sci-Fi Channel original. Maybe that played into it too.
I still would have liked to have seen it. At least
I would.
Yeah,
what they say, you never go full retard. Could have ruined it.
Well, I don't think he would have gone full.
Oh, that would have been interesting.
Is this all? is this all the lead up to the, well, we have, well, as we already mentioned, spoilers, we, Simon Says, that was it, sorry.
There you go. Yeah, I was actually looking too, I must confess, because that was going to bug me, because I'm like, I saw it, I liked it, I just can't fucking think of it. Thank you, Todd. Simon Says. I don't know, that would have been interesting. I've always said, you got to wonder with Sharknado when that thing blew the fuck up. I remember the first time I heard about it was on TMZ. Tara Reid was like guest hosting, and she makes a comment. I don't know how, I can't remember the lead up, but they were talking about stupid movie choices, and she made a comment. It's like, I just wrapped a movie about a fucking shark and a sharks in a tornado, and it's called Sharknado, and they all laughed. And I swear that was like the first thing that started to blow that up into a huge phenomenon. I have to wonder if you're like a Casper Van Dien or a Lorenzo Lamas or Eric Roberts or somebody like that, if you're looking at Sharknado and just think, why couldn't I have gotten that one?
Well, really? There was quite a few other people that mentioned in the article that they went to before Ian Ziering ended up with it, and that included Kevin Dillon, Dave Foley, Seth Green, John Stamos, and the one I'm glad did not happen, Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit, who was also offered the chance to direct the film. So,
wow. Yeah. That's interesting, but, you know, the thing is, I mean, granted, the plot was crazier than normal, even at that time, but, like, a few of those, like, I mean, Stamos, you know, still has some name values, done a lot of TV stuff, and again,
five
I don't see a lot
ago,
of them. Yeah, well, even now, I mean, shit, I don't know. I don't see Stamos headlining sci-fi originals. I mean, he's kind of, I think, plays doctors or whatever. I haven't really watched him in anything in forever, but, you know. Oh, that's interesting. That is interesting, because really on paper, let's be honest, when I first heard about it, you know, it's not Ian Ziering and Tara Reid didn't exactly get me excited for the movie. So, you know, could have just as easily have been Casper Van Dien. He's probably done. Casper Van Dien might have the record for headlining sci-fi originals. He's kind of the go-to hero type, so... So, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are kicking themselves.
Well, you know, maybe they can somehow convince Crispin now with that new angle they got going with the end of this one. It would make sense.
It would. We're going to talk, again, this will be a spoiler discussion. We're going to sort of talk about everything. Because I'm actually excited for Sharknado 6 because I'll be honest, after Sharknado 4, you know, which I was kind of like, it was okay, but it felt like I was not, you know, not as enthusiastic about it. Now I am. But there is actually a news bit that it's relevant. We're not doing news per se for this kind of a special, but this one I think people would be glad to know because it's actually a pretty good value. And I'm double checking just to make sure I don't screw this up. As a lot of people may or may not be aware, Asylum is one of the companies. There've been about three or four, I think, maybe a handful, I don't know, that have done some DVD-R releases. One of those was Planet of the Sharks, which you could only get on Amazon DVD-R, and maybe some other retailers. And I think Empire of the Sharks, which was one of the Sharknado Week originals, I believe that's a sequel to it. We didn't watch that one, so we're not reviewing that one. But anyways, this is not DVD-R, at least it's not listed as such, and I don't think it is. There is a pre-order for September 5th. I didn't notice this before. I don't know if it just popped up or what, but it's only $9.99. And you get from this Sharknado Week, five-headed shark. It's a triple feature shark attack pack. You get five-headed shark, Planet of the Sharks, which was, like, I think, from last year, and Empire of the Sharks. So two out of the three I know premiered this weekend. So $10, triple feature, not bad. If you want to check that out, I'm still looking for Trailer Park Shark, but I don't think that was an Asylum original. So hopefully that'll get a release. So yes, Todd, anything else? Because that was the only relevant news I had for this.
Yes. No, check your messenger, though.
My messenger. My messenger. Do we have a...
Never mind.
Oh. Never mind what?
Never mind. They're gone.
Oh, they're gone. Okay, okay, yeah. I'm sorry, Todd. I was getting the specs on the DVD. I didn't see it. All right. So, right into Sharknado 5, Global Swarming. I don't have a synopsis for this per se. Let's just say the Sharknado threat hits many, many areas across the globe. And, yeah. Since it's a spoiler discussion, we're assuming you just watched this, so we're just going to get right into it. So, Todd, what did you think? I will let you go first on this one. How did this measure up for the other Sharknado films for you?
You know, you actually brought this up when we were chatting while we were watching it, that it was a little bit more subdued than the last one, and I liked that also.
Mm-hmm.
Because it felt like the last one just kind of went a little too over the top, and I lost my train of thought. I remember last year we had, and I'm bummed we don't have one that appears this year. We had Lavalantula, the second one last year. I remember liking that one better out of the two, because also that one was so much more subdued compared to Sharknado 4. But overall, yeah, I it's a weird franchise.
No Lavalantula like 3 this year.
Yeah, unfortunately. Because last year I remember they pimped the hell out of it during Sharknado 5, and it was on the following week. I'm kind of bummed we aren't getting that, but that's a whole nother thing. But yeah, I did like the, I know it's weird to say that Sharknado 5 was subdued, but
yeah,
it was
in comparison.
Yeah. In comparison to the last one, it's still definitely over the top fun that people like this franchise for. I do think it, cause as you know, we kind of talk, people are going to, cause I know people watch these for the cameos, and it seemed a lot less, a lot less recognizable cameos for the Americans. I mean, you know, I'm sure everyone's glad they saw Chris Kattan.
Of course. His biggest role since Night at the Roxbury, Todd. I mean, come on. You got to wonder if he just sits around on set and gets shit-faced and bitched about how he should have had the career break over Will Ferrell.
then all they got to do is say,
Sharknado. Sharknado 5 was better than anything Ferrell's done recently, so it's all
then,
good.
Then they just tell him, shut the fuck up, Corky Romano, and then what can he say?
Yeah. There were a few movies you probably shouldn't have done, Kattan.
That's bad when fucking Deuce Bigelow has better movies than that fucking guy.
Yeah, well, he did do, what was it, Undead or Alive, which wasn't a bad little zombie comedy,
yeah.
But it's definitely one of those ones that, you know, if you really don't like Chris Kattan's shtick, you may not love it. But, you know, it wasn't a bad movie by any means.
When he's not going overboard on the Chris Kattan-ness, he's all right. But when he's,
yeah. He was good in this, actually. I thought he had a couple good laughs in this one. Probably
he
had more than a cameo.
I think he, unlike Adam Sandler, figured out he's old and he can't play the stuck in his, yeah, whatever they do.
Yeah, I dug this one. I do watch a lot of, relatively decent amount of British TV and whatnot. But I have to admit, there were a lot of cameos in this one I didn't recognize. I think a lot of reality show cameos, I have a feeling. Like the Aussie sequence, I'm assuming that's some sort of fashion thing. So I am kind of curious to hear what people think of this one, because I'll confess, I did not recognize a lot of the cameos. I popped for, I know we both popped for John Morrison, who actually got to break out some of his parkour moves.
I think I figured out who that first, because I'm looking at the cast list, because I wanted to see if there was anyone I missed. The first one we thought was Olivia Newton-John, I think, was Samantha Fox.
Oh, shit, you're right. Fucking, she was actually, I didn't meet her, but she was at a convention. Okay.
And I knew she was the second, they even made the physical joke.
Okay, shit, all right. Yeah, see, obviously we're not musical fans.
No, see, that's the thing. I knew, I recognized her. And you're like, I think that was Olivia Newton-John, but it wasn't until the second one I knew it was.
And I don't know if
I knew I recognized the first one. Did you ever figure out where David Naughton was?
I must have either just not been paid. I mean, he had to be in London somewhere, because it was weird, because
was
in the cast
Australia.
List. Oh, he might have been, because in the cast list for again, he's the guy I've met. I felt I would have read, but then again, you know, I don't know, maybe I just didn't recognize it in all the craziness, because one thing I did like about Part 4 was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre homage, even though Dog the Bounty Hunter was in it, and that didn't quite make any fucking sense, but I saw him in the cast list, and I'm like, oh, fuck, we're going to get an American Werewolf in London homage in here, and I was like, no, not like Texas Chainsaw Massacre for sure.
Yes.
But, a little less on the big cameos, but I thought they made good use of some of the ones they had. Bret Michaels, I thought, was pretty fucking hilarious, and Todd had a great idea that he would give the Sharks a super strain of STD, and that would factor into the sequel. Maybe that would wipe everyone out, and we could have, like, a post-apocalyptic Sharknado. Maybe Charlie Sheen, though, for that, Todd. Actually, he's a fairly realistic one for a Sharknado sequel at this point. But yeah, I dug that. I dug Fabio as the Pope. I thought that was pretty funny. Actually, it was probably a good thing that this wasn't just a spot the celebrity cameo film. I don't know. Maybe when you get to the point where that's all you have going for it, you don't have much left. I like the fact now that I was enjoying this one better than the last one, but I thought the end actually brought it home for me, and that was Dolph Lundgren as Finn's son, and now we're getting a time travel post-apocalyptic sequel, because honestly I think that's actually better, because the Sharks themselves at this point, I mean, it's going to be six movies at least, and at a certain point the Sharknado itself isn't necessarily going to keep people glued in. I love the fact that Dolph Lundgren wasn't just a quick cameo. I had a feeling when I saw him in the cast, I'm like, I have a feeling he might be doing more than just a cameo. And I'm very pleased. We may not get Expendables 4, but we will get Dolph Lundgren and Sharknado 6.
I don't know if they're – didn't Stallone leave the Expendables franchise, so it's pretty much dead?
Well, it's not the fact that Stallone left. Stallone left, and then Schwarzenegger's the last I heard, Schwarzenegger said he wasn't going to do it without Stallone. So it's kind of in limbo. I say do some direct-to-DVD spin-off movies from that. honestly, most of the action movies I like now tend to be direct to DVD more than theatrical.
Yeah.
So I'm perfectly fine. Do a Dolph Lundgren Expendables movie. Do a Terry Crews Expendables movie. That works for me. But bring them all in to fight the Sharknado in part six.
Well,
you could get some of them in there.
You put over Fabio as the Pope, but no love for Charo as the Queen of England. Although she looks so plastic
she
now,
she looks
like she could be terrible. She didn't even say her catchphrase. I was waiting for that. She could have played Tara Reid's mom at this point.
Or Tara Reid. She could just double for her. if they fire her, it wouldn't be too hard to buy that. I know we were both also popping when she was getting the upgrade, and we were saying they should upgrade her titties. But if they did, they did it off screen. Director's cut, maybe.
I'm looking. Who was the one I just saw that I didn't notice in it? I was looking at the cameos. Maybe you noticed. And, of course, the big Tony Hawk one.
Margaret Cho was funny.
See, I didn't notice who. I didn't notice her.
Notice Margaret Cho on the beach?
Oh, okay. That was her. I knew. Yeah. She looks different now. I haven't seen her since she was on the sitcom. I thought it might have been.
Yeah, American Girl, when she went insane after that got canceled. Yeah.
Yes.
There's like a nude video of her online from like some performance where she was like stripping or something. But yeah. Todd, you got to keep up with pop culture, man.
I've probably seen her after, but.
Yeah, she hasn't done a whole lot. She's mostly stand up, but I like this one. I like I said, it's not a point out the faces kind of movie. The first part of it, I mean, it does start to get a little crazy. I mean, you got the human helicopter and all that, but it actually kind of felt at the beginning like it was. At first, it could be just another sci-fi original. It took a little while to go full crazy. Although I will say this, and I don't know about you, not my favorite movie that we're reviewing tonight. I'll leave it a mystery as to what it is, but there is actually one I like more. Yeah, you do. I was going to say it's only three movies tonight, so it's not. I dug this one. I don't know. I still feel like the second one is probably still the best overall. But I like this one. I really kind of thought going in, I'm like, this may not have a lot left in it, even though I fully expect we're going to see Sharknado 10 and 11 and 12. But you know what's funny?
Mm-hmm. I think the last three we've said the same thing.
At least the last two, definitely. Last two, definitely. I mean, after the last one, I was just like, I don't know. But they did what I think they needed to do, and that's go into a totally new direction. I don't know. Do you feel like at some point they can get away with having a totally new threat or gimmick, more, I guess I should say, with like some new creature or something like that, that they get away from the Sharknado aspect?
That's hard. As long as they don't do a stupid-ass title like Haunting in Connecticut 2 or Haunting in Georgia, or whatever the fuck that one was called that drove me insane.
Oh, God, Chris had the big rant on that one. Not a bad movie, actually, from what I remember. It was – no, it's not. Very good. Katie Sackhoff was in it. nifty little ghost story, but yeah, I remember. Chris just couldn't let go of the title. I don't think I was doing the show with you yet on that one.
Yeah, because that sounds probably like verbatim, because I had a huge issue with that. it just didn't make sense to me. You don't believe in your franchise enough to just call it what it should be. Interesting side note. Oh, I can't remember the name of the villain in that one, or the good spirit, Mr. Oh, fuck.
It's been a while. I can't help you.
Yeah, okay, well, it's funny, though, because that case, when I finally saw that, that's the third time I've seen it. Yes, I'm going to bring up one of my favorite shows. It was covered in season 6 of Unsolved Mysteries. I didn't know that season, which it was on until recently, but I remember that one. And then later, it was done on A Haunting. And
you were a mark for that show.
Oh, hell yeah. I love some Unsolved Mysteries. But I love...
They need to bring you in to narrate it.
And then... I love The Haunting, but yet I ghost. It's weird. I have a weird thing. I like ghost stuff, but I don't believe in it. I love that show, A Haunting. So, but yeah. So by the time they made the film, it was like the third time they covered that.
Yet you believe a Sharknado is plausible.
Well, that is. I mean,
yeah,
not as plausible as Lavalantulas, but that's a whole nother rant. God damn it.
Which is on region-free Blu-ray, by the way. I didn't know that.
Both are just the first?
Just the first that I know of right now. It's a Hong Kong Blu-ray, and it's apparently region-free.
Good to know. Yes, I was very disappointed we didn't get a Blu of that.
Yeah, well, you got it overseas. Yeah, it doesn't seem like you're getting a lot of Blu-rays at all. I miss Asylum Blu-rays, the Best Buy exclusives. Especially Zombies. That still ranks as probably the best crazy Sci-Fi Channel original I've seen in recent years. That one was just the right amount of crazy and fun for me.
I can almost guarantee that's on Blu-ray in Germany.
Probably. Yeah, Germany is just, again, you don't know what's cut and what's not, although most of those I don't think you have.
Oh, gross.
What?
Some horror. I just put in Zombies into Amazon DE.
What is it, some, like, sex act or something?
No, how do I say this without putting them over? So the first thing that came up is a movie you're very familiar with. you got it?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
It's on Prime in Germany.
Zombies is better. Yeah, Zombies. Did Zombies have a... did that have a Blu-ray overseas? Although I don't think it would have been region free, because I'm sure I've checked.
I'm looking at it. So far, I don't see it. No, I got rid of
that. Well, we know we'll at least get Sharknado 5. That's the one we don't have to worry about. Although I'm actually pretty happy they're having some of those debut on a 3-pack for $10. You can't bitch about that one. Although they had that original Shark 3-pack with, I know Two-Headed was on that one.
The Blu-ray one, I have that one.
Yeah, so I'm kind of wondering if that's possible that we might get that on Blu-ray too. I pre-ordered the DVD one for $10 because I didn't see anything for a Blu-ray, but... I wouldn't say no to some Blu-ray packs for some of these movies. $10 for 3 of them is pretty good.
Yeah, well, they got a Blu-ray of the third one, the second one, Three-Headed Shark Attack, in Germany, and it has
Germany,
a 3D version that is fake. But I don't fall for their fake 3D ones over there.
Yeah, I'm interested to. To see, well, no, I'm getting into another review for tonight. But I got to ask
okay.
you back to Sharknado.
Real quick,
what is
just
your,
so you know.
Go for it.
It's Two-Headed Shark Attack, 2010 Moby Dick, Mega Shark vs. Crocosaurus.
All right, there you go. Yeah, and there's a double, too. But yeah, then those are Blu-rays, so I don't know. Maybe we'll get lucky. I still like to buy.
That was before
some of these
they switched distributors,
mm-hmm.
though. That was I can't remember who was distributing them. The Blu-rays disappeared when
yeah.
they switched to I want to say it's Universal now.
Yeah, we
or
got that
current.
Like Coed and the Zombie Stoner. Actually, another one of the good ones from Asylum is I think that was the last Blu-ray exclusive, except again
yeah.
Sharknado, which obviously is. Kind of different territory with the name value, but so all right. So I gotta ask you, going in, and I've already kind of alluded to this, but my pick for the sequel, and it's totally doable in my opinion, is 80s and 90s action stars. If you've got Dolph Lundgren in there, I would not mind seeing that theme for some of the celebrity cameos. Let's kind of blend the Expendables sort of concept into it.
Yeah, I like where you're going, but I don't know. Part of me thinks with our ending, we're setting up because he said we're going back to the beginning. So are we going to get a setup where we're doing basically Back to the Future 2 and getting alternate stuff like versions of the events to kind of set up fixing everything?
That is possible.
I mean,
that yeah.
I don't know, and I don't know how you work in the cameos that way. But
well, you do it from the future. I mean, really, if you
they're
did
all...
this sort of Expendables thing, I mean, they have to bring people back from the future. to help. It's not impossible. I do like the idea that his son turned into a, you know, 6'5" Swede. I thought that was pretty funny. I don't think they'll make any effort to explain that one. but you know, I don't know. I like that. And again, I mean, I don't know that they could rope in like a Schwarzenegger for a cameo. Although, actually, at this point, I wouldn't say it's impossible. He's kind of started his direct to DVD career off
yeah.
now. At this point, he's had two, so he might come up for a cameo.
I kind of think we're gonna get the blending of which it'll work for what you would like, a blending of not just Back to the Future as you mentioned, but also the Terminator, because it kind of works on both.
Yeah.
You know, both are time
yeah.
travel. But all I got to say is if I do not get a Thomas F. Wilson cameo in this film, I'm going to be super pissed. And
you might.
And honestly, I don't know why they didn't do it, and they still could. But if we're going in the past, it doesn't work. But how do you not make him the president of current day? Because it's, you know, everyone compares Back to the Future 2 Biff to Trump. You might as well do it that way.
You know, as fucked up as this is, I'd have to go back to the show, but I swear to God, we were name dropping. It was probably the second or third one. Maybe it was the third one. And I swear I name dropped Trump. For to be in it. And the fucked up thing is, it could still happen. I feel like it could still forget that he's president of the United States. The only I think it would
no.
it would have to be for him, his stipulation would be that he gets to end the Sharknado and global warming would be like a hoax.
No.
a hoax twist sort of thing.
Well, no.
Evil scientist.
He was supposed to be in which one did they make Mark Cuban the president?
Oh, really? That was three, I think.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
so, too. Yeah, two was New York. Yeah, three was D.C.
He was earmarked to play the president, and it was going to happen.
Oh, really?
And story goes, He backed out. Yeah, the article just came out earlier this week, too, with all the Sharknado stuff, the Crispin Glover story, and then there was this one. And that he backed – he basically – he was having second thoughts because he didn't want it to conflict if he did actually want to run. And yeah. Which, yeah, I don't think that would have mattered considering everything else he did.
Yeah.
And
grab him by the pussy. I'm waiting for a tie.
Shit. I can't believe I fucking did not – I thought
there
we were doing
go.
A classy
you,
show.
You ruined it.
Grab him by the pussy.
There you go. I was just waiting
well,
for
I had
it,
a different.
Todd. You can't leave him hanging.
I had a different window open.
See, they should put Billy Bush in it now. He said
oh,
no.
Shit.
Now they bring in Billy Bush.
didn't he do one? Wasn't he in one? I can't.
Oh, remember. God, I don't... I don't remember seeing Billy Bush. I could be wrong. I'm not like, I like the movies. I'm not a Sharknado fanboy, but I like the movies.
Yeah, I can't tell you everyone who's been in everyone. But yeah, so that was the story with that. And then he was pissed when they found out they gave it to Mark Cuban and he like threatened to get the movie shut down or some Trump shit.
Wow. Wow. That is pretty crazy. I don't know. I could see a few more like political cameos. I don't know. This could even go into like bizarro, like alternate timeline type stuff possibly. And alternate universe, I think is the word I was looking for, and do all sorts of crazy shit. I'm pretty excited for it. I like Dolph Lundgren. He's actually had more than a few good movies lately. So, I'm pretty psyched for this. But I was trying
to remember if they killed off the Hoff. So I was like, what happened to him? Did they kill him off or
didn't he end up? God, it shows how great my memory is.
I know.
Considering it hasn't been that long, but I didn't rewatch them all before this. But didn't he end up off in space? Or...
Oh, that's right. He was in space.
Something
I know
like that.
Yeah, I do remember him in space.
I feel like his might be like a money issue now. Like, okay, if I'm going to do another one, I want a paycheck sort of deal. I don't know. Keeping it fresh, I like Dolph Lundgren. That was some of the cooler ones they could have done. I would fucking love to see a bunch. Again, maybe it's not popular enough for them to do it, but I would love to see a bunch of, like, B-movie action stars. Get Don the Dragon Wilson in there. Get Cynthia Rothrock, several of whom have actually done some Asylum stuff. That I would enjoy quite a bit. I don't know. Hell, Todd, why not? Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, I don't see that one happening. I think you get a better chance.
I wouldn't let him operate a gun to help him. That actually might be pretty funny. He starts, like, machine gunning Sharknado, and he just, like, kills everybody. Dolph's got to go back and save them from Michael J. Fox. That's horrible, Todd. I blame you for that, even though that was me. But
I want a CGI George Buck flower somewhere in this thing.
Played the best hobo ever. I did an homage
I just want to hear goddamn Sharknados. Then he goes back on the bridge.
His last movie was They Are Among Us, which was released as a movie, but it was actually going to be a Sci-Fi Channel pilot. So he did go out working on Sci-Fi.
Well, there you go.
Useless trivia, but I know my George Buckflower. Porn and all.
I'm sure. And yeah, I just looked it up. He played old Chuck.
All right, there you go. Yeah, it was one of those ones you could tell was meant to be a pilot. There were a couple of Asylum movies that were shot and obviously meant to be a pilot. River World.
I'm guessing. I'm guessing in the 2000s, they weren't looking at his IMDb, because his credits include Power Rangers Lightsaber, or Lightspeed Rescue, Homeless Man, Power Rangers in Space, Bearded Man, Power Rangers Time Force, Bartender. Yeah.
Shit, Todd, I'm going to have to fucking watch Power Rangers now. God damn it.
Yeah. And Renegade, the TV series, he was Hobo Bum.
I'm telling you, he was... Hey, it's nothing wrong with being typecast. He is, like, the definitive Hollywood bum. He was awesome. He was awesome.
Hey, at least in Munchie, he got to play Rich Tramp.
God, I remember that. Yeah, it wasn't always a homeless person, but he played role very well.
Wait, what? One Man Force, he played a drunk.
There you go. He might have been homeless in that. I don't remember, but yeah, that's George Buckflower was the fucking man. Rest in peace.
He was awesome in They Live too.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you can't forget that. That's probably the big one.
Oh wait.
He
played Drifter in that. See, he was bum, Drifter, drunk.
Mm-hmm. It's Rapist. He also did Rapist. I mean, he was diverse.
Yes, Old Man from Relentless. Wino from Dead Men Don't Die. Sometimes he actually has names, though. Stepfather 2, Lost in Time. He was Sarah's stepfather. Warlock 2, Armageddon. He was Man in Crowd. Stranger from Body Bags. God,
if we're going to CG, if we're going to pull a Peter Cushing on him for Sharknado 6, we also need to do Brian James. I'm just saying.
Oh, well.
That's got to happen.
He could be a more
physically imposing bum.
Yes. That works.
But, yeah, there were a couple cameos that I didn't think they got the best out of. Geraldo Rivera, for one. I would have liked to have seen him do something a little more. But I did like Tony Hawk. He pointed out the WCW era entrance music for him. And now we both want, like, ICP and David Arquette and Steve Mongo, Michael.
I said specifically, I really do want, I think it would be hysterical, a Sharknado hits the Gathering of the Juggalos.
That would be actually really funny. The sharks eat them and get all, like, hopped up on meth and Faygo.
Tara Reid and Ian Ziering have to go undercover and put the makeup on.
I don't think Tara Reid. I think Tara Reid would very much fit in as a groupie skank at a Gathering of the Juggalos event. Pretty much see that.
But sometimes they turn on them. Because wasn't it Tia Tequila they turned on and were like throwing bottles at her? The only way she calmed it down was by taking her top off. I could see that happening there too.
I only know her from her lesbian sex tape. That's pretty much all I know her from. I don't even remember why she's famous, but I know her from that. So.
Yeah, that's more than me. I just know she's a media whore, so. And she did a sex tape, so there we go.
She did. That's all you really have to do nowadays. That's pretty much it. That's all you got to do. But I am going to say, and I called it, they didn't kill the Pope in this one.
I know, I'm disappointed.
I told you they weren't going to do it. I'm like, no, they're not going to. Fabio is safe. They're not killing the Pope. They take some heat for it.
I know. Like I said, I blame the Catholics for no Fabio shark biting his nose off and the Chinese for lack of titties.
The shark should have died, though. That's the thing. It should have just hit his face and exploded and just – it should have just left it at that with a bloody mess on his face. Maybe
yeah,
a baby
they could have
shark
done that.
Or something. Yeah.
Oh, that would have
yeah,
been hysterical.
They could have done a baby shark.
A baby bird-sized shark? Perfect.
Or maybe after the shark does just kill him, then you just see, like, some altar boys, like, high-fiving each other and celebrating. That then again, that would have really offended people, so that probably wouldn't happen. But
everything
I don't know, maybe the new pope would have been down for doing it. He's a little more liberal. It could have happened. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I very much look forward to 6 now. They needed to do something different. But I'm still going to call it, even though 6 now is going to have somewhat of a different gimmick to it, I still think they should bring in something else. Maybe not as a replacement totally, but I don't know. I don't know if they're going to get away with it just being a Sharknado for much longer. I think they're going to need something else. I've always said a Versus movie, but even that might be a little complex considering sharks in a tornado. But I'm still calling it. I think they need to do something
maybe that's
else.
Why we're not... Maybe that's not why we're not getting our Lavalantula 3. We're getting Lavalantula-nado.
I don't know. I don't know if they'll blend a pre-existing movie because I think Sharknado is so much bigger than anything else that they've done. With this, I thought what they call it, Sharkzilla thing, that might be kind of a fun...
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Toho's going to be like, nope, sued.
But
they don't fuck around with their...
Out, actually.
I know, they don't fuck around with that shit. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. So, Todd, what do you rate this one? And again, I point out, as always, we're reviewing silly B-movie creature features tonight, so if the ratings seem a little higher, remember we are, you know, grading it on a scale. So if you don't like these movies in general, I don't know why you'd be listening in the first place.
Yeah. Oh, geez, this was a more difficult one because I'm so stuck between 3.5 and 4. It's hard because if it's just on the Sharknado scale, I think we're closer to a 4 with 2 being the best. Yeah. It's definitely not a standard 4. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a 4 on my Sharknado creature feature scale.
Yeah, I'm actually there too. I was kind of right with you. I was lingering a little bit, but yeah, I had fun. It's very well paced. All of these movies actually have been pretty well paced. If nothing else, I mean, it's something's always going on. It's you know, they're not trying to slow burn us with the tension of the impending Sharknado or anything. It's not that kind of movie. So yeah, I'm pretty good with the 4. Obviously tonight you get to watch it for free on TV, so you know, you're not risking anything, so don't bitch at us if you didn't like it. I was pretty cool with it. I got several good laughs. Like I said, it's not my favorite. It's not my favorite even tonight, but I will throw out again, Zumbies. If we're doing shark movies, though, I'm still going to throw out Ghost Shark. Ghost Shark stands, I think, above any of the Sharknado movies. I thought Ghost Shark was fucking hilarious. I still love Ghost Shark. So I will throw that out there when you see it on Sci-Fi. I don't know if they played it this week or not. I'm sure they probably did at some point or still will. So, Todd, do we take a break tonight? Do we have a song? I don't know. I should have sent you one. I forgot, but that's okay if you got one.
Well, yes, because that other one's going to disappear. All right. We'll be back at 4.5.
Sweet.
My hat is like a shark fin. Yeah. Deep is blue. My hat is like a shark fin. Deep is blue. My hat is like a shark fin. Yeah. My hat is like a
trails of blood. Either God won't intervene. Nightmares of darkness. My appetite is heartless. Even if we related, you eliminated regardless. In the deep blue underwater world, half man, half shark. My jaw don't fall. Jesus, blew up my hat is like a starfish.
we are back, correct, Todd?
We are back.
There we go. You may or not have heard that. I don't know. You may have heard me chewing on Cheetos. If you did, I apologize. You know, live show. now you're hearing me choke on Cheeto, so that's all. That's cool. That's cool. That threw me off. That was horrible, actually, but we hope you enjoyed it anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's definitely supposed to be horrible. To make it even more horrible, you need to go YouTube the video for the deep I think it's called Deeper Blue. I don't know. It's the horrible LL Cool J video for Deep Blue Sea, his song for the movie. It's horribly bad. And if you're one of the lucky listeners live, you tuned in early, you might have had to hear that song.
You got to hear it twice. Yeah, if you're a live listener, you just sat through that shit twice. Todd, I don't think we got any, new fans tonight after that.
Yeah, that was purposely bad. I knew what I was doing. I couldn't find a long enough version of Oh Shell, yeah, so sorry.
Oh shit, yeah, Todd, Shark Boy. That would have, like, totally have made sense. It would have been short, though, but would have made sense.
And none of them sounded good. I couldn't find a good one. So, unfortunately.
What about John Tenta? Let's not forget, he wasn't the original shark.
That is true.
That one might be tough to find right now.
Yeah, and would anyone recognize that it'd be like the King Kong Bundy theme where it'd be like, huh?
Some of our listeners might, Todd. They might, you know, I'm just saying, like, obscure wrestling and, you know, they might get it. They might get it. I have invoked the names of the Gambler, Jumpin' Joey Mags. I mean, Jesus, I've really, like, thrown out some obscure shit on this show. I'm pretty sure I saw the Gambler at a gym. So I think it sure looked like him. I was tempted to go up to him, but I didn't say anything. Looked like the right age. And yeah, anybody that remembers WCW remembers famous jobber, the Gambler. I think he wrestled Jim Duggan like 2,000 times on WCW Saturday Night, so you remember him. You know, the card-throwing dude. But anyways, you don't give a fuck. We're here to talk about sharks. So yes. Yeah, let's do this one first. So we do have the third in this franchise, although nothing that you'd have to see the first two. You may prefer them, and that is Five-Headed Shark Attack, which follows a four-headed shark and, well, five, I guess, with the tail, makes the Puerto Rico coast his private buffet as he chomps on models, photographers, surfers at a surf competition, plus the beach bunnies at the competition on the beach. I'm sorry, whoever wrote this synopsis is horrible. The police and the aquarium team are at a loss as one by one the four-headed, now a five-headed shark with jaws and a head now at its tail, are taking them out now. Will man defeat beast? Who will survive? Who gives a fuck? I like this one. This one actually, number one, it's strange because in the three-headed shark attack, we got celebrities. This one is pretty much devoid of celebrities. I'm not counting Chris Bruno. I know he's been in some stuff, but he's not a named celebrity. There's no named stars. I mean, you know, in the past, we've gotten Rob Van Dam, Danny Trejo. We've gotten some Hulk Hogan spawn. You know, we've had some. You know, a franchise is going downhill when you can't afford a Hogan kid. You know, that's just pretty much the end. It's over. And yeah, I think it might be over for this one. So I don't know. Well, I've got a rag on this one a little bit, but Todd, what did you think? Maybe you liked it more. Am I being harsh?
No.
It was just kind of lame. Not funny, not scary. It just was kind of lame.
Now, okay. Well, it had some hot chicks in it. I'll give it that. But here's my biggest thing. To me,
close on though.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, come on, DVD release. My biggest thing was, I don't think this was a five-headed shark. It was a four-headed and one-assed shark.
Yes. It was a shark to pee.
Because that head, I was like, I was watching, I was like, hey, there's only four heads, what the fuck? Then I finally saw the one on the tail. I was like, no. That's not right.
Shark to pee, Dieter Laser. We should get that made. Actually, I can fucking see that. That's entirely plausible for Sci-Fi Channel. We have Dieter sew the shark's ass to mouth and send him out to kill chicks on the beach. There you go. That would be more fun than five-headed shark attack.
Well, that's how they're going to have to do eight-headed because they can't add any more this way.
Huh. We should write for them. I mean, I can kind of picture with you, they'd probably just say, you know, we don't do the rape angle on Sci-Fi Channel and
hey,
get fired, but you'd make a couple
tell
good
me,
movies.
Tell me Rape Shark would not be awesome. Good enough for dolphins, it's good enough for sharks.
Dolphins are the rapists of the sea, Todd. Sharks
okay,
get a bad rep, you are stereotyping. They kill you. They don't fuck you. They kill you. They don't fuck
well,
you.
Well, in my movie, the shark has been injected by dolphin DNA. And they do it to calm the shark. They do it to calm the I should not be giving this away, but I am. They do it to calm the sharks down. They think somehow this will make them calm. And suddenly they become rapey. And they become rape sharks. And I know someone just stole my idea.
There you go. Jim Wynorski, like, right now is, like, sending that shit to the press. I mean, it's going to say, you're going to get a letter in the mail, and we demand you stop talking about Rape Shark. God damn it, we're doing Rape Shark. We will sue your ass. You know, you don't want to get sued again, Todd.
No.
Sci, you can add sci-fi to the list.
Yeah, fuck them. Rape Shark versus Piranha Conda. That'll be...
There you go. Yeah, they're starring Camille Keaton.
Oh, yes.
All better ideas than Five-Headed Shark Attack. If anybody's listening for the first time, yeah, you're tuning out now, but Rape Shark, but yeah. Yeah, that...
Hey.
But I don't care what anybody says. That is a fucking great idea. It is. It is. People are listening, and they're starting to get upset, but then they're thinking, yeah, I'd watch it. I'd watch it.
And you know what? It's more logical than Five-Headed Shark Attack.
It is.
I even said you had an explanation for it. I did. And that
Google
was like
underwater rape caves for dolphins, and you will see. It's not. It's actually a thing. Google it, guys. We're not full of shit. Dolphins will straight up fuck you. I mean, they will. You think they're cute and cuddly until they're like balls deep in your ass crack. I mean, those things are like dangerous. Yeah. But yeah. Somebody right now is thinking like, I'll never watch Flipper again. That's horrible. That's horrible. We haven't even talked about the fucking movie, Todd, and we've been talking for like 10 minutes. But yeah. To be honest, I mean, it starts off actually very much similar to sort of a Piranha 3D type scenario on the boat model shoot. You're right. Actually, this is one that I would at the very least hope there's some gratuitous nudity on the DVD version. There was a little bit, if I remember right, on Three-Headed Shark Attack.
There was.
My titty sensor was going off on this, for sure.
Yeah, and they tend to pack in the beginning in that little opening segment they normally do on these.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, there's some tops drop before they get killed there at the beginning. But after that, everything's repetitive. I mean, it's just... very blah actors, a supermodel looking, I don't know what the technical term is, marine biologist, I guess, student, whatever, doctor. It just didn't look the part at all. It actually made me think of Tara Reid in Alone in the Dark, the Uwe Boll film. I was just like, yeah, that's some bad casting. But the kills are pretty much repetitive. It just, you know, comes up, pulls somebody off the boat. Felt like the same kill every time. And then they actually rip off, what was it, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus, which felt like the beginning of the era for let's be ridiculous as possible sci-fi originals, where it jumps out of the water and bites the helicopter. I'm like, that's the one, like, money shot in this movie. And I'm like, it's been done. It's been done a few times, actually. It wasn't that clever. I was kind of groaning at that one.
Yeah, well, Asylum knows where their money is this week, and it went to the other one versus the Five Heads.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I just wasn't I don't know. I can't really think of anything good to say about this one. I can't really think of a particular highlight, like they did this well. I mean, you know, scenery looked good. Like you said, there's some good looking girls, but yeah, I don't know. I didn't dig it. This one kind of felt like, okay, well, that might be the end of this franchise. I don't think we're going to get six-headed shark attack. We never got four-headed shark attack, actually, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, and obviously, poor CGI. I don't really, at this point, complain on these movies, yeah. But they could have come up with some cooler kills. Shark's a Trump supporter. It eats the black guy first. So that's the only thing I can kind of think of on this one. But, yeah, am I missing something, Todd? I mean, the script is so bad they don't even know what a cerebus is.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty bad. And I think that first shark was a Hogan shark, but that's a whole other thing.
There you go. Maybe that's why his kids should have been in it then, actually.
Right.
Brooke just, like, uses him as a human shield and bites his head off. That would have been at least a moment to speak of in this.
I'm still waiting for her CD to come out. Did it ever come out?
I do not know. I hope not, but I do not know. Isn't she doing the all-female wrestling leagues still? Although I haven't heard shit on that, and I don't think that's actually going to happen, but that's the last thing I heard from her.
Yeah.
Her and Piper's kid and a few others were doing an all-female wrestling league.
Yes.
I'm going to say
wasn't that. Yeah, but you have two of the greatest second, third generation wrestlers ever with Brooke Hogan and Lacey Von Erich, you know. How can it not succeed?
Maybe Lacey can do the Tim White gimmick. Wrestling fans are groaning right now.
Oh, wow.
I apologize, but it popped in my head and I had to say it. I'm sorry.
You know the highlight of Brooke's career, her wrestling career, being
her wrestling career. I was going to say getting massaged by her dad there with the lotion. Maybe it's her fame highlight.
Well, I was going to say when her boob popped out when Bully Ray, was it when Bully Ray dumped her or kicked her to the curb?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
See? Told you it was the highlight.
It was, actually. Yeah, wasting money on someone like Brooke Hogan is for why we have Global Force now. So, anyways. That's how unspectacular this movie is. We have nothing to say. The dolphin sound thing was, I guess, the only somewhat clever thing in this one.
I was going to say, you leave Miss Dixie alone. Her company was much better than Global Force.
Yeah,
even if
that might actually end up being the case, possibly. I like a couple things going on right now, but yeah, they got some work to do. The five-headed shark attack would be the Global Force original movie. I don't know. Maybe we get Jeff Jarrett. Maybe he can be the wrestling cameo next year, and we'll get the, you know, guitar spot with a shark in midair. Sharks will just, like, fall into the actually, I was going to say they fall into the Global Force house show, but there'll be no one to eat. So, at least Jeff's in there. There's nothing else I can say about this. I mean, this is just a very blah movie. I mean, if you haven't, maybe you've DVR'd some of the originals this week. Again, we've watched the three. I haven't watched Empire of the Sharks yet, and I haven't watched Mississippi River Sharks, I think was the other new one. Not sure. We were talking about whether that Toxic Shark thing was new or if that's just one that had already aired. But honestly, you can skip Five-Headed Shark Attack. I can't think of anything you'd get out of it. Like I said, decent enough scenery and that's it. I mean, it's a one for me. I mean, it's not a zero. I'm not going to say it's that bad, but I really didn't like it. What say you, Todd?
Yeah, I'm a one. I definitely say pass on it. It's not. It's not anything special at all.
Okay, there you go. I kind of figured. I was watching that, and I'm like, I think Todd and I are going to be pretty close on this one. So, no big surprise. So, our last movie of the evening, which is one I was very excited for. I should actually point out in the show description we gave, because, of course, I did it before I watched the movie, Tara Reid's not the star of Trailer Park Shark. So, she does have a small little role, and you know, but she's not the star. Thomas Ian Nicholas is the star, though, so there is an American Pie reunion for this one, a kind of interesting gimmick to set this one in. And this one follows a tropical storm floods Soggy Meadows Trailer Park and forces a hungry shark upriver to do, and it's up to the residents of said trailer park to do battle against the shark and the evil, evil land baron, played by Mr. Belding himself, Dennis Haskins. Hopefully I did well there. I have no synopsis for this one, so I did my best, but you get the idea. They kind of cause the flood into the trailer park to force them out, and yeah, so, I mean, obviously you don't have any expectations going into any sci-fi original, but, you know, to be honest, every once in a while lately you do get something that's a lot of fun, and this one's a lot of fun, but I'm going to say, Todd, does this one lose at least one star for you for not having white trash Johnny Webb in the cast?
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Like, the few of us that would have got the cameo would have popped hard.
And Jessica Darlin supplying nudity in the director's cut.
You can't have one without the other if you're going that route.
So what did you think? I love this one, actually. I and the director, Griff First, has a pretty good record because he did Ghost Shark. He also did I Am Omega, which is an earlier, pretty well-made asylum flick, and Swamp Shark, Arachnoquake. Guy knows how to make a fun sci-fi original. And this is no exception for me, but what did you think?
Yeah, I kind of went in with I don't want to say low expectations. I mean, I was like, oh, that sounds fun. Because with something like this, where it's like, you're not married to the whole Sharknado gimmick. It's just a one and done. Because when I sent you the list of the titles for
and thanks
this,
for the Brooke Hogan ass shot, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. When I sent you the list of the titles, I didn't even notice this one. I was like, oh, yeah, we have to do that one. That just sounds like it's going to be fun. And it could have gone either way. I mean, you could have just had a complete, you know, shit show. But instead, it was one of those, the complete opposite, where it was a lot of fun, and it was, you know, even with these dumb movies, to me, you have to make sense, and it made sense why we were getting the you know, sharks in the trailer park and all that. Kind of like the film Bait from a few years ago, which I also kind of really enjoyed. I know it was 3D, so
yeah. That
got me too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But I did like that one also. It's a, you know, this one, it was the name. I mean, I'm sure that got a lot of people like, oh, I got to see that. And it paid off. I was very happy with it.
One thing that I liked about it is the fact that you were really into the characters, as silly as it was. There were several memorable characters. Some of them weren't even in it that long. But you had several memorable characters. And Thomas Ian Nicholas was actually pretty good, you know? Child star turned teen star turned sci-fi channel original. Maybe he'll be the next Casper Van Dien now. You never know. But, yeah, I really like this one. This one, I'm kind of curious to see. I didn't get the same titty tingling, I guess we'll call it, that there might be some boobs in the director's cut, but there could be. It's possible. But this probably had the coolest dialogue, coolest couple lines I've ever heard, and that is, "I'll teach you to bear trap my man with your cuckoo," and which was followed up by "at least I don't go around letting everybody tongue punch my fart box." That was that's an Oscar level performance there. If I were a member of the Academy, I would have those ladies get it, at least get a nomination. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
and
you will get
can't say this one tech. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, you'll get no argument from me.
And we get a wrestling role of sorts in this one. Dennis Haskins, of course, being, big wrestling fan and, staple on the indies. He actually, it's funny, as goofy as this was, I was like, wow, Mr. Belding plays a pretty good heel.
If you've never seen him on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I recommend the episodes he's in.
Oh, there you go. That's a show I haven't watched. I know I need to.
I will tell you this. He is accused of a hot-button topic right now, which is popping on our board. So
Dennis Haskins?
Yeah, in the show, not in real life.
Oh, yes. Well, you mean the never-ending Victor Salva, Fred? I was going to say, I'm like, shit, Todd, don't tell me, like, Mr. Belding's, like, a kid fiddler.
No. He's accused of it in the episode.
That kind of kill Saved by the Bell. I mean, my God.
Hey.
We already saw Screech give a dirty Sanchez to his chick. I mean, we saw Elizabeth Berkley in Showgirls. That would pretty much kill it for all of us.
It killed, Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, it really did. I never watched that, but I was always aware of it. And I'm going to say, that would be a creepy-ass fucking show to watch now. Any play to Priest. Oh, my God.
All the signs were there. What was his last... Oh, he was supposed to be in... They cut his part out of something because of it. And, like, it was ready to go.
Oh, Ted 2, wasn't it?
No, that was it. There you go.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I was going to say that was his IMDb, I think, has grown about as far as it's going to at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I just clicked on his name. I actually clicked on his name. They didn't even list Ted 2 now on his act. They're like, nope.
I was going to say I could picture the Seventh Heaven reunion. He's just like sitting with Jessica Biel and it's like, so what have you been up to? It's a little awkward, but anyways, I don't know how the hell we got to Seventh Heaven on this, but that's how it goes.
It was the pedophile.
We went from Saved by the Bell to pedophilia to Seventh Heaven. There you go. That made sense. But I'm glad Mr. Belding's not a pedophile. I'm like, good God. Okay. Like, what celebrity isn't nowadays? But I love the gimmick in this one. I love the flooded out trailer park. I thought it was a great gimmick. It is funny. I thought of bait, too. I thought it was like, wow, this is pretty cool. I loved all the characters. It made me laugh. Yeah. It was just the perfect amount of stupid without just getting into grown territory for me. There's some crazy ass moments. I mean, a fucking shark eats a horse. I mean, it's definitely got some pretty wild moment. The electricity dance was pretty funny, and I did. I like this one a lot. And we do get fucking Tara Reid as Billie Jean. She can't do a white trash accent to save her life. That was pretty funny. But it's all made up for it because she throws fucking plastic pink flamingos at a shark. And spoiler alert, that doesn't work too well. I did enjoy it. And she does at least get a little bit of screen time with Thomasy and Nicholas. I'm hoping by the time we get to Trailer Park Shark 2, maybe we'll get Allison Hannigan killing a shark with a flute.
Yeah, I don't think she's fallen yet.
Probably not yet. She's had some big TV work, but you never know. You never know. She's getting a little bit older. I think she's 40 now, and, you know, it could happen. Actually, that
maybe Chris Klein.
Yeah, Chris Klein is absolute. Yeah, if Thomas Ian Nicholas is doing it, Chris Klein's not too far behind.
Oh, and 100%.
He did some pretty shitty post-American Pie movies.
Yeah. And 100% Shannon Elizabeth. She's already.
Why don't we have Lavalantula 3, and instead of Police Academy, it's just all American Pie? You could get the Shermanator in there. I mean, you're not going to get them all.
Okay.
You're not going to get them all. Shermanator.
I'm looking.
Shit, Sean William Scott might not be too long now. He's kind of done with Hollywood, although
yeah.
He's doing some higher brow indie stuff.
The one that I see is the longest shot, ironically, it wouldn't have been about 5-6 years ago, and that's Natasha Lyonne.
True. She's a weird one, though, you know, because she's doing Orange is the New Black, but then, you know, she was in Antibirth, and although even that one, that's a wild movie, but it's still somewhat arty in a way.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say 100% no to her. She's kind of an odd one, but it wouldn't, well, I don't know. She'd be a toss-up, but you could get Shermanator in there. You
oh,
could
yeah.
get...
You can get Shermanator to wait on
you
if you go to the right...
Scott. Yeah.
You go to the right restaurant in L.A.
Todd, have you ever been waited on by him?
I have not. I do not like sushi.
Oh, you're not a sushi man, Todd?
I am not.
I fucking love
Hold
sushi,
on,
Todd.
I know.
Man,
I
you're in
you've
California. It's a lot
I
of
know.
Great
not
sushi
a
places
fan.
Down there.
I just extended our show. I know. Our short show. I was like, oh, we'll do an hour. I said it. I set it for 90, and now I just extended it.
Oh, good. So we're safe then. For
yes, I just
to finish this review.
Yes, I got the I got the 90-second warning.
Oh,
so.
good. I actually had just noticed it while I was talking. I'm like, oh, shit, better rate this. I didn't expect this to go into overtime. But, yeah, I had a lot of fun with this one. I think I hope this gets at least a fucking DVD release because this is one I want to own. I guess maybe fat chance on a Blu-ray, but maybe we'll get lucky. You never know.
I don't want it to disappear like Piranaconda, as we mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Piranaconda or the Sharktopus sequels. They did have releases overseas, but you had, Sharktopus versus Whale Wolf and Terracuda. Neither one of those came out here. And you're right, neither did Piranaconda. We've got – ironically, it was funny because I don't watch them all like I used to, but I am a sci-fi original scholar, I guess. There have been several. Aztec Rex was one that never got a U.S. release. There's more than a few, actually. They're kind of piling up lately.
Yeah. I'm looking at the production company's stuff. I was trying to figure out if we will get a Blu-ray. It's Cremungan Films. They're kind of all over the place. They're not like, because Lake Placid 3 came out through Sony. Jersey Shore Shark Attack came out. Was that Anchor Bay?
Well,
and we did get a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And we got a Blu-ray. Lake Placid vs. Anaconda, no blue. Atomic Shark, I'm not even sure on that one. That was from last year.
I feel like those could still come, though, because Lake Placid 2 had a Blu-ray. So I'm like, I don't know. That could be a possible box set at some point. Possible, maybe
no,
not the first one, but I could see the sequels together
on
some set.
It's split up because 1 and 2 are Fox, 3 on or Sony. We might get the later ones together, but yeah. Unfortunately, yes. Yes.
Well, all right. So I'm trying to think here where we'll
rate this.
Rate this one. So this one's tough for me. I mean, I can't go quite as far to say it's perfect, but this is definitely,
yeah,
I think, for me, if you want a crazy movie, it's almost as good as you're going to get for a sci-fi original. So I'm a 4.5. I love this one a lot. And again, free on TV. Check it out. I don't know. Maybe we could have some stuff on the DVD. I mean, I've found lately that, truth be told, most sci-fi originals, what you watch on TV is pretty close to what you're going to get on DVD. I mean, there's no – usually gore is never cut at this point because, you know, you have shows like Dominion with nudity. So to be honest, I don't know why we couldn't get some boobs in these movies, but they still cut them, I guess.
Yes. And because Dan's, you know, stuck in the past, I just want to throw out there to two people, too. You can also watch these on the sci-fi website. So
that is true. That is true. And remember, you got that three-pack, Planet of the Sharks, Empire of the Sharks, and Five-Headed Shark Attack, which I'm very glad I'm not going to have to pay full price just for that, just to satisfy my OCD.
Yes, and they have quite a few, I mean, of the other shark movies up also. So,
yeah.
Got Piranha 3D up. Zombie Shark.
Yeah, Zombie Shark's another one that hasn't had a DVD.
Yeah. Sharktopus vs. Jesus.
Terracuda.
Thank you. And then Werewolf, you already mentioned that one.
Werewolf. It's not a werewolf, Todd. People are going to expect a fucking fighting a shark.
I said werewolf on that one. I did say that one, right?
All right.
Planet of the
Sharks,
cool. Mississippi River Sharks. Yeah, all you can just watch on the website. You may have to sign in if you're – a lot of times you got to click through your provider. But I'm sure this will be up tomorrow, too, if you miss Sharknado 5. Or well,
it will. And maybe maybe Trailer Park Shark will be the start of your new Lavalangelo. Maybe we'll get the sequel next year and you'll get your wish and have a more American Pie alumni in it.
I'll admit, I watched Five-Headed Shark Attack on the app because I was curious if the sci-fi app was going to play the uncut one, because sometimes, like El Rey is a good example. They'll play the uncut version on their website.
Yeah, I'm looking at a lot of El Rey lineups at times and thinking, wow, there's some of those movies I really don't know what they can show. Especially when you get like a From Dusk Till Dawn type thing.
They show pretty much. Which I should mention, I don't know if you've been recording, they do have a wrestling show on that. We just got on DirecTV, we just got it in HD. I had to switch my season pass for that other underground.
So. Well, there you go. I don't know. Are we going to get Lucha Underground? I haven't really heard anything yet, and I kind of feel like we should have by now. I don't know. I'm feeling that might be a RIP situation.
Or it's moving to Netflix or something.
I hope so. The more companies out there, the better. But I don't know. I have a bad feeling. I'm like, it's not too late, but I feel like we're going to have to hear something soon on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, I should tell everybody, we will be back on Thursday. Part of the reason we did this, on top of the fact that, like, a lot of people still watch Sharknado, so we figured, yeah, we should do it something the same night. But we will be back on Thursday. And we also did a show last Thursday, so you may have a lot to watch. We did a almost all Flesh Wound After Dark show this past Thursday, All Vinegar Syndrome. And this Thursday, we're going to have new horror reviews for Killing Ground, which is not out yet from, but will be coming out from IFC Scream Factory. We will also have an early review for Friend Request, which is hitting theaters. I know it's September. I can't remember the date, but we'll have an early review for that. And we will also have the Vinegar Syndrome 3-pack, Peekarama 3-pack, that we did not cover on Thursday. So we're catching up. So you may have a couple more shows to listen to. So check them out. That being said, I don't know, Todd, what are you up to this week? Are you looking forward to SummerSlam build now? I meant to ask you, did you – about the SummerSlam card. Feels like you might have like 15 matches on this thing.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It's one of those, again, I'm not looking forward, you know, I'm not happy with the main event on the Raw brand because it's obvious we're going to
flip the title.
Not Brock, yeah. It's obvious the title's getting moved and Brock's not going to take the pin. If Brock takes the pin, I will be shocked.
My whole thing, do you think he's done? Because I, for one, I'll be honest, I'm totally cool if he's calling it quits. I'm kind of over it. I just don't – I don't know. I don't really care at this point if Brock goes. I think he's just going back for a fight, though. I don't think he's done.
No, I don't think he's done either. I think he's
Well, he's not done until after Mania because he's under contract, but I don't think he's done even beyond that.
Yeah. I think it's time to try to get more money.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, and he'll get seven figures for that fight, but I'm just like, I feel like he's at the point now where he needs to lose a match here and there. I think he needs to put over Braun. I should have put over Samoa Joe, in my opinion, but Joe is who they should put that fucking title on. Everybody is expecting it to be Roman Reigns, but I really feel like Joe should get the belt. And being a fatal four-way, okay, they can protect Lesnar, but I actually do think he should take the pin or the choke out or whatever. That's my opinion. If they want to do something, I think, interesting and kind of flip the more obvious script, that would be the way to go. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. My pick for WrestleMania for him is Finn Balor. I think he has – I don't know if he'll pull a Dean Ambrose with that, but I'd pick Demon versus the Beast. Demon goes over, and if Lesnar wants to go back to UFC, that's fine. That's my booking for that. But the rest of the card looks like it might be kind of interesting. I think they're setting up Kevin Owens, Shane McMahon at Hell in a Cell, being a SmackDown pay-per-view. I think that's what they're doing. I don't know. Shinsuke, Jinder Mahal is kind of hard to predict because they've got that India tour in September, but I really can't see them booking Shinsuke losing right now. But we'll see. Maybe the Cena bump cost him. You never know.
Yeah.
Oh. So, anyways, I know you extended the show, but I think that's all have for you guys this evening. I guess it doesn't matter if you end it early. Like I said, we will be back Thursday. And, yeah, Todd, anything else to plug? Anything we missed news-wise?
Nah, nothing. It's been the weekend. We haven't been gone that long. We will.
Okay.
We'll have some news on this upcoming show.
Yeah, and I might have a bonus review for Dark Tower, maybe not a full review, but I didn't get to see it yet, but I do plan to. So may have a bonus review for that, too. And Todd, what's sending us out this evening? You can't play that fucking song three times, so You got to come up with something else.
Damn it. I'm looking for some. Jesus.
Oh, I could have still sent you something. I'll have a good one next week. That's going to be my thing. You don't always have to use it, but I will try and make it a point to send you a song every week now.
All right. Hell, here we go. What the hell? I don't care. Someone who needs to be the next Sharknado, he can play Ian Ziering's dad and tell me I'm not wrong. There you go.
Yes.
All right, we'll be back.
Bye, guys. Next week.